This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, when it comes to the agriculture industry, Mother Nature is both a blessing and a curse. We're completely dependent on her to grow our crops every year, but we're also completely at her mercy throughout that same growing season. It's not like we can just take our plants inside every time she threatens to throw a temper tantrum, but what we can do is protect our crops from the effects of her temper tantrums. We talk about how to get ready for that in 2024 with the folks at Syngenta right after this.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Not only does Mother Nature affect the conditions in which we grow our crops, but she also affects the conditions in which diseases and pests can thrive and prey upon our crops. That's why you have to be ready to do battle with her no matter how she chooses to attack. Matt Geiger is an agronomic service representative with Syngenta, and he talks about the roller coaster of conditions we saw across the Corn Belt in 2023.
Yeah, so the weather here was kind of a roller coaster, and it really was highly dependent on where you were at. But as a general rule, if it was in April / the first half of May, it was cool and wet. After that, it turned off dry and hot essentially until the 4th of July. And then as far as any early season diseases that were a particular threat, any year that you plant April, which is what you want, especially for planting soybeans, there's always a risk of Pythium because Pythium thrives in those cool and wet conditions.
Your defensive plan starts right at kickoff. No, I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about the fields in which you grow your corn and soybeans.
Be ready for any weather conditions. So it could be a cool and wet conditions. If that's the case, you're going to have a threat of Pythium, and Pythium is one of those diseases that can reduce your stands early in the season. If it's warm and wet, you have a risk of Phytophthora, and that's also a disease that can kill your soybeans, reduce your stands, and reduce yield as well. But if you're on the other side of the coin, we often get the question of, do you need a seed treatment if it's hot and dry? And there's actually hot and dry diseases too, and the primary one being a disease called Rhizoctonia can limit your root mass. If it gets bad enough, it can also limit your stand establishment. It can basically girdle the stems off, and you have pretty poor vigor of those plants as well. They just grow really slowly. There's also a disease called Fusarium that thrives in those dry, hot conditions as well.
Your plan has to revolve around choosing a good 1-2 punch of seed traits and crop protection programs.
Choose a variety that's got good disease scores, and then you want to layer on top of that a good seed treatment. And the seed treatment that Syngenta leads with now is a product called Cruiser Max Apex. We've got fungicides in this product that protect you under all the soil conditions that I discussed. So we've got two active ingredients in that product that are going to protect you against Pythium. And one of those is actually a new mode of action with no known resistance to Pythium. So it's very potent on Pythium species. Two ingredients in Cruiser Max Apex that are effective on Phytophthora. Two active ingredients in this that's effective on Rhizoctonia as well, which is another pretty devastating disease. For vigor and insect control, we've also got a very good insecticide called Cruiser. It's a very well-rounded product that's a good formulation. And at the end of the day, really what you want to use a seed treatment for is to get faster emergence and more uniform emergence. You just want to prevent replants.
I'm Dustin Huffman.